Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Imposter Syndrome Podcast, where we talk about anime and all that good stuff. So today's episode, we really won't be having Julian, aka Jew Breeze, aka Jules, aka Mr. First Episode of the New Year. No, I'm messing. But he will be joining us for this Thursday's episode. This Friday's episode. So we look forward to having him back. Since there was no Attack on Titan episode this Sunday, and I think there was like maybe a break in Japan, so nobody could really release new episodes of anime, I think because of the new year and all that good stuff. So what we're going to do is talk about what we liked about 2020. And if there's anything that we really could like about 2020, and in anime, in video games, in comics, in movies, and all that stuff. So it's no secret to everyone that there was a lot of stuff lacking in 2020 due to the global pandemic. I'm not going to get into all that stuff and my views on it. It is what it is. But just to say that a lot of people have been affected by it, around the world, and we wish everyone safety and health, and hopefully, 2021 will be better, and we'll learn how to deal with things like this that do come up next time. And it's also interesting that some of the best responses to coronavirus were from East Asian countries like Japan and like South Korea. And people say because they've been affected by respiratory illnesses before, that's why, they were quick to adapt and they knew what to do. So, this goes to show that people around the world need to be always aware that things like this could happen. But other than that, other than us wishing everybody safety, happiness, success in the new year, I want to talk about some things that I liked in 2020, some things that I didn't like. So I just made a quick list of, things that I liked in 2020 and things that I didn't like, and things that hopefully we can, just keep behind us. So, my favorite anime that came out in 2021 has to be Demon Slayer. And there was quite a few animes that I did watch in 2020, but it had to be Demon Slayer. I never read the manga, and if anybody ever heard our first episode, aka episode zero, you would know why I kind of don't mess with manga. But the manga of Demon Slayer, the anime of Demon Slayer was just so well done, and the art style behind it, and the soundtrack and the score and to just the character development and the emotions behind it. It was so, so well done. I could literally sit here and talk about it all day. I did watch it twice. So I watched it as it was coming out every week. And then I watched it all at once, in a whole day. And it had to have been one of the best animes I watched. Tanjiro has to be like my favorite character, and I, in my humble opinion, and by humble it's not so humble, but in my opinion, I really think that he is what Deku should have been in My Hero Academia. So I'm not trying to throw shade to Deku in My Hero Academia, but I think like he always like, yeah, he works hard. Yeah, he always doesn't give up. But just something about him irritates me. And when I look at Tanjiro, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, this is what they were aiming for him to be like. Like a kid that has been, everything has been taken away from him. And he's been given nothing, but he worked hard for everything. So when I look at something like Deku, like, okay, bro, I understand you want to be a superhero, but you want to be a superhero just, it looks like to me, just for the clout. Like, you don't want to be a superhero for the sake of saving other people. I know he says that. I know he wants to save other people, but it looks like to me like he just wants the clout. Like, he looks at this guy, oh, he's big and he's famous, you know, like, I want to be just like him. And, you know, he wants to gain superpowers, and he was a person who was born without superpowers. I get that. I totally get that. But in my opinion, I think when I look at like, he has nothing taken away from him. He's just he lives a normal suburban life. No difficulty. He just sees everybody around him with superpowers. Meanwhile, you look at Tanjiro, dude went out for a walk, came back and found his whole family gone. His sister turned into a demon. His whole world flipped upside down, and now he's on a mission to bring his little sister back into humanity. Now, that's something I can get behind. I kind of look at that and I'm like, wow, you know, this is real admirable features. Not only that, when I look at Tanjiro and the way he deals with every situation, I'm like, okay, you know what? He has mercy, he has compassion. I look at this kid in the eyes, I'm like, God damn, you're looking at demons that have really done. Okay, that's the equivalent of me looking at some murderer and you know, looking at him in the eyes and me saying, damn, like, you've been through some shit. You know, you just didn't wake up and become a murderer. Like, you had to have been through some shit, and me have compassion for you. Damn well knowing that you just really killed some people. Like, you really just murdered people. Like, that takes another level of sympathy and compassion that I'm not going to lie, like, I kind of respect. So when I seen that, I'm like, okay. I respect dude. When I see him putting his heart into everything, I really, really respect that. And he trains like crazy. And I remember one time, in one of the episodes, dude got his fiance kidnapped, and he was like, what do you know about this, man? You never lost shit. You can't tell me to just pack up and, you know, be all goody and shit. I lost my girl, you know. Like, he was, yeah, that's right. He was upset. That was what you were supposed to do. However, Tanjiro looked at him and he was like, I hope and I wish you the best, man. You know, like, nothing, success and nothing else, you know. And he felt his hands and he was like, damn. Like, dude, Han is callous. Like, he's been through some shit. He's been training. He didn't just give up and say, you know what, I lost some shit. He lost some shit, got up, smiled, and said, you know what, the world is still here. The world's a better place. I respect that. That's a hero. That's a protagonist that I can actually fuck with. And you can tell, like, when he looks at his sister, bro, like, you know, it's a common anime trope where, you know, the main character, or not the main character, but there are characters who, like, feel a little, you know, incesty, you know, like, they do that kind of slick shit. But he don't think about his sister like that. He thinks about his sister like, man, it's my baby sister right here. Like, she, you know, she's no longer a human, but still her. I can't treat her like shit. I gotta look out for her. This is my baby sister. I'm not going to leave her behind. And when he did that, I totally respected her. I looked at him. I was like, you know what? This man is a man of principle. I for the past like 4 or 5 minutes, I've been constantly saying, gassing man up, like saying, oh, you know, Tanjiro's this or Tanjiro's that. But honestly, like, that's what makes him in top tier anime. That's what makes it a top tier anime, Demon Slayer, that is. So, Even when he met, like, and this is totally spoilers for anyone who hasn't watched it, but when he meets the Hashiras, he's like, okay, I'm gonna give you respect. But one dude tried to, like, mess his little sister up. He was like, nah, like, I'm not gonna sit here and take that shit. Like, you can beat the shit out of me. That's cool. That's all right. But for every cut that you gave my baby sister, I'm gonna fuck you up for it. And he was, you know, he, like, dude threw pebbles at him. The Mist Hashira threw pebbles at him and was like, yo, shut the fuck up. Like we doing business over here. So they're in a different tier of strength and all that. But, you know, looking at how that man, you know, was like, I don't give a shit how strong you are. I don't care. Don't disrespect my sister like that. You can disrespect me. You know, it's all good. It's all good. It's all fine and dandy. But don't disrespect my baby sister like that. And I could give a lot of respect for a man of principle like that. So that's one of the animes that I really liked. The thing that I kind of disliked about it is that it kind of delved off the path a little bit. And I understand, like, for a comedic relief, like, you want to, like, you know, you just had, like, 4 or 5 episodes of, like, deep content of, like, where every, you know, you're on the edge of your seat and it's tense every second. So you want to just relax for a little bit. So you want to have a bit of comic relief, see, you know, develop the characters a little bit. I feel like they spend too much time on that, but it's all good because at the end, like, I'm seeing this character develop. I'm seeing him improve his power. So that's my thing. The comedic relief is really on point sometimes. Like, with a lot of other animes, I'll be looking at it. I'll be like, okay, you know, they're getting a little cringy right now with, like, it's the same jokes. Like, but with this one, like, is a little bit refreshing, you know, like seeing the main character, you know, have a laugh. Like, he's not all serious and he's not all, like, hopeful and, you know, everything's going to be okay. Like, he can joke, like, he can, you know, so I can respect that. I would say it's definitely my top anime of 2020. I would give it, I'd give it a 9.5. I'm not going to give it a 10. I reserve tons for, like, really top tier great animes. So if you ever see me giving any anime a ton, it's gotta be top tier. It's gotta be, like, nobody's gonna say it's outside of their top five. And every anime in my top five is an instant 10. And I think we'll definitely do an episode like that, me and Jules, when he comes back, or eventually, that we'll go through and rank our favorite animes. And, you know, if we agree, then we agree. If we disagree, we'll say why we disagree. But be on the lookout for something like that. My favorite, up to the next one, there wasn't too many movies, so I kind of had to, you know, dig a little bit. And there was a film that came out in on Netflix. It was called, let me look it up, Nezha. So I knew what it was. I just didn't want to butcher the spelling of it. So a lot of people say the spelling of it is not the spelling of it. A lot of people say that the ending of it wasn't good. I actually really liked the movie from beginning to end. I would recommend it for anyone. It is a animated movie on Netflix. It is from China, so it's not a Japanese made film. I definitely liked it. It was a lot of people complained about the ending, but in my humble opinion, it was good. Like I said, it was a bad year for movies in 2020. Movie theaters were shut down, so really couldn't get through a lot of that. In terms of video games, let me look up my video game list. And this is the part where I, you know, some people may disagree with me. I'm actually, you know what, I'm sure people are going to disagree with me regardless. So I would have to say it's there's 3 games that I'm going to put up there. 2 of them are, one of them is number 1, and number 2 and 3 are tied for number 2. So, and there's barely any difference to me in them. Like, it's just like, okay, like if I played number 3 the soonest, or, you know, like I played it recently, then I would say that's the best. And then if I played number 2 recently, then I would say that's the best. But my top 3 games were Ghost of Tsushima, Immortals Phoenix Rising, and Immortals Phoenix Rising, Ghost of Tsushima, and Assassin's Creed Valhalla. So those were my top 3 that were you know, my favorites. The reason I would say that Assassin's Creed, It takes a very long time to get through. I liked every bit of it, and I know that Assassin's Creed games are different for everyone. You know, as in, like, not everybody is going to like it. I know, you know, Jules, he doesn't like Assassin's Creed games. He played number one and two. I think he actually only just played number one way back in the day, but that's the only one that he played. I played every single Assassin's Creed from Syndicate to Unity, which people say were not the best, to Assassin's Creed 4, 2, 3, Brotherhood, Revelations. I played them all, and I really like them all. But it was very good. It was it's more like Origins and Odyssey than it is like the the games in the previous the previous before that. Ghost of Tsushima. You guys already know I like that. I love the Japanese theme, and the gameplay was so fun. The story was amazing, taking place during the Mongol invasion of the islands of Tsushima, and just seeing like the art style of it. It was, everything about it was so breathtaking, and I hate using the term breathtaking, but it really was. I would just sit there, I'd be like, damn, this is beautiful. Like, they really went all out with the art style. So I love the art style. So Ghost of Tsushima, top tier. I would highly recommend it. Assassin's Creed Valhalla and Immortals Fenyx Rising was very late in the year, but I really liked it also. It came out like in like the December 3rd or something. But when I first put it in, I could not stop playing it. This was a fun ass game, man. What I'm telling you, it is very reminiscent of Breath of the Wild, yeah. But the story is what gets you. Now people are going to say, like, oh, the story wasn't this or the story wasn't that. Look, the story was fun. Like, it made a lot of jokes about the story. Like, it wasn't just for shits and giggles, you know what I mean? They made jokes, but they also developed a lot of characters. So, like, I always, like, when... One of the, I'm not going to spoil anything, but when you go to, so there's four regions in the map. There's Aphrodite, Athena, Ares, and Hephaestus, right? Aphrodite is the goddess of beauty. Athena is the goddess of wisdom. Ares is the god of war. And then Hephaestus is the god of forging and smithing. So, like, if you wanted armor or if you want a sword or if you want anything like that, he can craft it for you. The story that stuck out to me the most was Hephaestus, and like growing up, I would always like, I was kind of into like the whole Greek mythology thing, and looking at Hephaestus and like how he was treated like shit compared to the other gods, and like he was reportedly ugly, and you know, oh, dude looks ugly, you know, Aphrodite can't stand him, he got a messed up face, he's a smith, so smiths tend to be like rough, rugged men with long beards and, you know, bald head, and they're not the most, attractive of people, right, you know, generally speaking. So you look at dude and like he would be treated like shit. And I was like, damn, man, and just hearing how Zeus would treat him like, oh, yeah, you know, that's my son. Maybe it was his fault. Maybe it was their fault. And he was like, bro, it's not my fault. Anyways, the character development inside the story was just very good. Like Zeus looks at how he treated every one of his children, the four gods that I mentioned, and then he begins to realize, okay, I have done some questionable things, and it's actually like poking fun at Greek mythology a little bit too. Like, you know, like we make Athena look so great, or we make Ares look so like strong and like fierce, but they've got like every group or every family has some shit that they have hidden in their closet. So this is one of those stories where there is a main story, but there's an internal conflict. And the main character is gassing them up, basically. He's telling them, like, yo, like, not everything is that bad. Like, chill. Like, it's all good. So that is why I liked Immortals Fenyx Rising. The puzzles, the graphics, the gameplay, all of it was fun. the skill building, the skill trees, just thinking about, okay, like, how do I manage this? How do I spend this? How, which one is going to benefit me more? How do I figure out these puzzles? The fact that nothing is told to you, you just have to go out and try to fix it and understand it by yourself. Like, yeah, they do give you a bit of a tutorial, but they don't really give you that much. So, you know, you're looking at it and you're thinking, oh shit, like, how do I do this? So, you know, you just sit there for like a solid 20 minutes, like, okay, this didn't work. Okay, this didn't work. And then if like it, once it clicks, you're like, oh shit, okay, now I know how to do everything. So you go back to the beginning and then you set the puzzle up and it just fits so well. It's so refreshing. It is definitely a lot like Breath of the Wild, but it does have a very unique story that does give it its own character. I really fuck with it on a personal level. Just seeing like how every character has something different. The art of it was beautiful. So I highly recommend playing that with the other two games, Assassin's Creed Valhalla and Ghost of Tsushima. Some nods, some honorable mentions, so to speak. I would say Call of Duty Warzone, you know, if you're a fan of shooters, is definitely one of my favorites. Just playing it over and over and over, thinking, oh, okay, that kill was bullshit. Oh, okay, how could I die like that? You know, it's a new thing that Call of Duty did very well. So, looking at how they did Blackout, because that wasn't their first battle royale thing. Like, they did it with Black Ops 4 and they did it with Blackout. So you just drop on an island and you try to figure yourself out and, you know, do all that good stuff. But when I looked at the Warzone, I was like, oh shit, like, they're gonna do this again. But they did it very differently. Like, they added a lot of features by having your teammates buy you back, having a lot of stuff that you can do, such as scavengers, bounties, supply runs, all that stuff fits very well into the game. The mechanics of it work a lot better. The guns a lot more plentiful. So I would just say that was a good one that I kind of like playing a lot on a personal level. I know some people are going to disagree with me on that. I would say, and let me look at my list to see if there's any other things that I'm missing. Another one that I would have to give a nod is Spider-Man Miles Morales. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. However, I would say it was too short of a game. If they could have added like 20 more hours, then that would have been great. But, you know, I guess dollar for dollar or minute for minute, it was the best one, but it just wasn't enough minutes for me to actually play the game. Like, you know, a couple of sit downs and you're done with it kind of makes you think, yeah, they give you some stuff to do on the side, but it really wasn't that much stuff for me to do. That's what I thought of that. Let me look up my TV shows. And this is a good time to say that if you guys wouldn't mind following us on our social media and going to YouTube, checking us out over there, that would be great. So TV shows that I liked, His Dark Materials on HBO was really, really good. It's on its second season, but I didn't watch the first season in the first year, so the second season I did watch it. I actually think I did a binge watch, so I watched like almost all the episodes, and then I waited for the last two episodes to come out week by week. That was pretty solid. The Queen's Gambit was really good, and that was on Netflix. Mandalorian, you guys already know how we feel about Mandalorian. Mandalorian was a redeeming thing for, not redeeming thing, a redeeming book for the book. What the hell am I saying, man? That's how you know I need somebody like Julian to co-host with me. So it was a redeeming TV show. It connected the show with a lot of the original trilogy. It built the second season. I love how, like, we understood, like, we stopped calling Baby Yoda Baby Yoda, and we started calling Grogu Grogu, and how I should have mentioned, spoiler alert, but he was actually part of the Clone Wars, and he survived Order 66, and then he was abducted by the Empire and used for their cloning experiments, and, you know, just so much stuff had happened, and then he eventually went on that planet when Boba Fett was trying to get his Mandalorian armor back. And he basically sent a signal out via the Force into space. And the one to answer his call was Luke Skywalker. Definitely one of the coolest moments, just seeing a Jedi, like a Jedi master. Like, last that we seen him, like, I feel like he was a Jedi Knight, but now he's a full-blown Jedi master. He's been honing his abilities in the Force and just did some incredible stuff, like how he just destroyed those dark troopers, you know, just a touch of class. I loved it so much, and I can't wait for them to come back for season 3. I'm actually invested in a lot of the characters now. I want to see how everything works out with Bo-Katan, seeing Ahsoka get her own show. So definitely a lot of stuff coming up. Book of Boba Fett is definitely going to be something I'm looking forward to, how he goes about working in the criminal underworld. Just so many things that this year has potential for. Halo Infinite for 2021, something that's a big game I'm looking for. I'm a big Halo fan ever since Halo 2 on the original Xbox. I actually didn't play Halo 1, but I definitely did play Halo 2. Those were good times. And all that stuff. So we're looking forward to a very good year in 2021. We're looking forward to animes. Dr. Stone is coming out. Finishing Attack on Titan is going to be this year in 2021. So we hope that everyone joins us every Tuesday and every Friday for new episodes. Like, comment, and subscribe if you're listening to us on YouTube. Just subscribe if you're listening to us on the podcast format. We will be releasing episodes every Tuesday and every Friday, as I mentioned just a few minutes ago. And follow us on our social media. So follow us on Imposter Syndrome podcast on Instagram. And then same thing for Twitter. You'll find our links in our YouTube page. So make sure to follow us on there. We're going to be adding videos. So right now, if you go to our YouTube page, all you'll see is an audio file of, not an audio file, but like an audio waveform of us talking. But come Thursday, come a couple of Thursdays from now, when we get camera set up and all that good stuff, we're going to be having a lot more stuff to actually, talk about on video. So you're going to see finally our ugly faces, mine a little bit uglier than Julian's, but whatever, we're not keeping track. So yeah, keep an eye out for all that good stuff. If everything goes well, you know, our podcast will go well into the future, and we hope to start a nice, good community of everyone investing with us, investing their time, and we appreciate everyone for listening. As always, have a good run. And we wasn't supposed to be here, man. We was not supposed to be here. That's the main thing.